The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We start with breaking news from Chicago Police Headquarters, where commanders have just announced charges in this week's shootout that left a police officer dead. You heard live on WBBM last hour, prosecutors have charged 23-year-old Darian McMillian of Harvey for the shooting during a traffic stop Monday night that killed 26-year-old officer Enrique Martinez. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling told reporters at police headquarters McMillian is a convicted felon who was out on electronic monitoring for trying to cheat a court-ordered drug test in a previous case in Will County.
Our detectives, who gathered all evidence necessary to secure these charges, our partners at the ATF Chicago Field Division, who worked to process the gun evidence, and our prosecutorial partners at the state's attorney's office, who we communicated with throughout this investigation. I'd like to thank all of them for the great work that they provided to bring these charges.
Police say Officer Martinez's partner was dragged during the incident at 80th and Ingleside. They say McMillian also shot and killed one of the other people with him in the car. WBBM's Terry Keschner is with the superintendent now. We'll hear from him coming up at 3:30. And police also say they've made no arrests in yesterday's shooting on Navy Pier that killed two people, but they know who they are seeking. Investigators say a man who'd just been fired from his food service job at the pier went through a loading dock around 1:30 in the afternoon, shot two of his former co-workers, and took off. Both victims later died at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Investigators in Cicero have not yet finalized a cause for a house fire that killed two people.
Flames and smoke could be seen billowing from the 2.5-story home near 29th Street and 51st Avenue. Those flames then spread to a second building. Cicero Fire Chief Jeff Penscoffer.
They threw brown ladders on the side that are still there. They were able to get an older woman out, rescue her. The fire was real heavy in the back, and the second floor, our guys could not make it up there in time. And so there were two people that did not make it out on the second floor, and three people did fortunately make it out.
Those two victims are believed to be a mother and son. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Election Central on WBBM.
Well, the outcome of the presidential election has advocates for immigrants in the Chicago area preparing themselves for what President-elect Trump has described as the largest deportation effort in U.S. history. Cracking down on unlawful migration was a hallmark of the Republican nominee's campaign for his second term. Dulce Ortiz is the board president for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
As leaders of the immigrant rights movements, we are calling for a moment of
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Unity across all oppressed and marginalized people. A moment to continue the resistance and a moment to protect all of our people.
And with the election over, a lot of people are considering a minor but still significant question, what to do with those yard signs. City leaders in Chicago want to recycle as many as possible. WBBM's Jim Good is here at the anchor desk with that story. Jim.
Andy, Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Cole Stollard says crews are collecting campaign signs from parkways around the city. He says the city works with Lakeshore Recycling Systems to recycle the plastic and metal from the signs, which some recycling facilities are unable to process.
We actually take the time and separate them, the metal from the plastic, and when we bring it to LRS, they take both of them. So last election cycle, we were able to recycle 4.47 tons of signs.
Stollard says residents who want to recycle campaign signs should not put them in the blue bins because they need to be separated from other items ahead of time. He says if you leave the signs next to your blue bin, Streets and Sand workers will pick them up, separate the metal from the plastic, and make sure they get recycled. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Jim, thank you. We are still updating returns for races across the city and suburbs. Just click the banner link across the top of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Chicago aldermen today started asking the Johnson administration some detailed questions about the mayor's budget plan for next year and how he wants taxpayers to pay for it.
Budget Committee Vice Chair Alderwoman Nicole Lee warned the administration that she's worried about whether the proposed property tax will solve the long-term problem.
I don't think you'll find one person in this room who's really thrilled about a $300 million increase in our tax levy. And we certainly don't want to have to be going back to anybody again in subsequent years.
Alderman Walter Burnett Jr. asked why the city's still making a major advance payment on its pensions when others say it could be skipped.
Why not make a small advance payment in 2025?
City Chief Financial Officer Jill Jaworski says it's because the debt would not be lowered.
Next year, the gap would be, we'd retain that same gap. So next year, we'd have to raise property taxes or some other revenues by that same amount.
And no one wants that. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now to Delphi, Indiana, where Richard Allen's defense team rested its case after calling 20 witnesses to the stand Wednesday. Reporter Russ McQuaid from CBS 4 News in Indianapolis has been covering the trial in Carroll County.
The defense rested at 9 o'clock this morning after calling its final witnesses yesterday, which included an expert to decry the evidence that was put forth by the state regarding a bullet that was found at the scene that the investigators say came from Richard Allen. Gun, but also to highlight the challenge that Richard Allen had in solitary confinement inside of a state prison when he supposedly slipped into psychosis and began confessing to the murders of Abby Williams and Libby German.
Marks the 17th day of the double murder trial for Allen, who is charged with killing Libby German and Abby Williams. A workplace investigation continues after a steel beam fell on a construction worker. It happened this morning in northwest suburban Cary. The construction worker was airlifted to Advocate Condell Medical Center in Libertyville for further evaluation and treatment. Time for sports, and from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, good afternoon to 670 The Score's Mark Rohde.
Good afternoon to you, Andy. The Bears have lost two straight as they look ahead to this Sunday's game against New England at Soldier Field. Part of the reason for the struggles, it's not happening between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore right now. In the last two games, quarterback and wide receiver have connected on just six catches for 40 yards.
I think it comes down to just talking and communicating more. We talk all the time, we laugh and joke all the time and things like that, but talking a little bit more about specifics of you know, ways I see it, ways he see it, ways he's seeing it, and then, you know, keep going from there.
Yeah, still trying to figure out the chemistry between those two. DJ Moore said something similar as well. Those that did not practice for the Bears today, Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, the left tackle and right tackle of the Bears. Karan Amagaji still out. Andrew Billings is hurt, and he's headed to IR with a pec injury. Jaquan Brisker still out with that concussion. He is not going to play this week against New England, so he is due to miss yet another game. Jalen Jones did not practice today either. The Bulls are at Dallas tonight, 7:30, looking for a third straight win overall, while the Blackhawks host Detroit tonight. Blackhawks, Red Wings, always sounds good. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In the meantime, Democrats piecing together why Vice President Harris lost an election that was projected to be much closer.
Former Harris advisor and founder of a Chicago-based political consulting firm, Mike Nellis, says as much as Democrats tried to stress the economy is in good shape, that message did not filter down to voters.
If people are going to the grocery store every day and filling up their gas tank and seeing their prices being higher and seeing their paychecks being squeezed, they're going to blame the party in power. And that was us.
While he stands by Harris as being a great candidate, Nellis says the party needs to make some changes.
We have lost a presidential race to someone who, in my opinion, ran one of the worst presidential campaigns I've ever seen.
He says he's already looking at exit polling to learn why Democrats are losing rural, Hispanic, and male voters. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Voters in Englewood, Greater Chatham, and the near southwest side overwhelmingly said yes to free mental health services.
There were two binding referendums on the ballots. Should taxpayer money fund free mental health services by raising property taxes, and should a fund be created to do so? More than 90% of voters in Englewood are supportive. Support from voters in other neighborhoods was more than 70%. Those include Auburn, Gresham, Pilsen, Little Village, Armour Square, and McKinley Park. The Coalition to Save Our Mental Health Centers is behind this effort. It says mental health services will be available to all residents in the areas, regardless of immigration status, insurance status, or ability to pay. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the PNC Bank Business Desk, official bank of the Bears, here's Nancy Lyons.
It was a historic day for the markets. All the indexes reached new highs following the election. The Dow is up 1508. The S&P added 146. The NASDAQ gained 544. Among the sectors that won the most today were tech, as well as banks and consumer financial firms that could likely benefit from the easing of rules under Donald Trump. But not all sectors moved higher. Laggards included interest rate sensitive real estate and utility stocks. Solar stocks were also getting hit. For those either binging on calories in election celebrations or stress eating, we do have fresh sales figures for weight loss drugs. Novo Nordisk says global sales of its blockbuster obesity drug Wegovy surged 79% last quarter, with U.S. Wegovy sales up 50%, thanks in large part to more insurance companies agreeing to cover the drug. With business at 23 and 53 from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Nancy Lyons, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.